All right, ladies and gentlemen, you know what today is. Today is
Rock and Roll Tuesday.
That's right. I'm ready.
I know you are.
I am throwing it down.
Get this thing right. Get on out today.
Yeah. I'm going to say, are you gonna hand me a record like usual?
Of course.
And I'm going to play the record, and you want people to...
I want the song and the artist.
Name the song and the artist. Okay.
It's a classic.
I'm not looking.
I know. Thank you.
So, you want to give me a hint here before we get started?
1962, back in the analog days.
Wow.
But our category this time for rock and roll trivia is instrumentals.
Uh-oh. I may not do that well on this.
Yeah, you will.
Okay.
Yeah, you will. All right, I'm handing it to you. Folks, Ron's putting it down on the turntable. We want you to listen to the tune. We want you to name the song, name the artist. It's a classic. It still sounds good.
All right. Here we go.
Green Onions is so cool.
Yeah, no kidding. Booker T and the MGs and a little Green Onions.
Yeah, session men from Stax Records in Memphis. Booker T. Jones, Steve Cropper, Donald Duck Dunn, and Al Jackson Jr.
Yeah.
Hey, man, those guys laid down some cool, funky music. This classic peaked at number 3 on the Billboard chart.
Yeah.
And it's still a good tune. Put the windows down, put the top down, crank it.
And it still sounds good after all these years.
Exactly.
Yeah. Have you ever heard Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers do that?
No.
Yeah, they've got a great version on a... I've got a live CD of Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Doing Green Onions.
And they did a really great version of Green Onions. It's not bad. It's not bad at all. Not as good as the original, of course.
Well, yeah, but that's most things, pretty cool.
Most things aren't, but that was really... It's really good.
Well, I gotta go look
Check
that
it
up.
Out. Yeah, you can find it.
All right.
Look it up on YouTube or something, you know.
I shall.
All right. Good song. Booker T and the MGs. A little Stax music for you.
Oh, that was...
And
that
Memphis.
Great, great recording company. Signed some great artists.
Memphis.
Walking in Memphis.
Walking my teeth.
10 feet off of Beale.
10 feet off of Beale. Said, son, are you a Christian? I said, ma'am, I am tonight.
Oh, boy. Everybody have a great day. And
I'm going to go to Memphis one of these days.
Oh, I've been there. I've actually been to Elvis's place.
Really?
Graceland.
No kidding.
I'm not a big Elvis fan, but...
Yeah.
That was so cool to go to this place. I can't tell you the number of songs that just resonated because you walked in the jungle room or you saw this or that, and you're going, oh, my God, that's what he was singing about.
Walk
that's what that person
room.
Was singing about. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go to the Stax Soul Museum.
Gibson guitars as well.
Yeah, that's really, you know.
Go to Beale Street.
I want to go on Beale Street.
That's
we'll have to go sometime.
It's New Orleans and Mardi Gras in one city block.
Wow.
Right around the corner from the Peabody. It's a great place.
Check it out, man.
Get some ribs, too, from the Rendezvous.
Oh, yeah. Well, thanks for the recommendation.
You got it, buddy. See ya.
Thank you, man. Bye.